Did you lose some serious cash on the roller coaster ride of Bitcoin? Maybe you rode the wrong wave on the last Reddit stock meme. Now's the time to look for your next return on investment and stack cash with something you may have in your toy box. I'm talking about those little plastic bricks that you can turn into gold. You know, Legos. Here's your host, the Lego Investing Ninja, Jeremy Stark.
Hi, this is Jeremy Stark here from Brick Finds and Flips at brickflips.com. Welcome to the show today. In today's show, we're going to go over just a little bit. We're going to do some deep dive into just a few sets that could be potentially retiring in 2022. And I say potentially because, you know, these things, they can change. They have changed in the past. If you're not familiar with retiring sets and kind of the list that come out every year about retired sets, they are subject to a little bit of change. We'll go over that a little bit more in detail in our show today. Before we get started, if you could take a listen to us on our podcast at brickflips.com/podcast, and please give us a review on there on whatever streaming channel you are on. Now that we get that out of the way, let's get right into it. All right, guys. Also, if you haven't known, I do put together a list of retired sets. I try to keep up with the latest happenings in the retired thing. I mean, these are sourced from various different places. I do try to check things against BrickSeek, Promo Bricks, all the different sites that are possibly reporting some of these. Some of these are also sets that are, they kind of follow a trend of when they're going to retire. So that's kind of how they figure things out. You know, as always, these things are subject to change. These are, do your own due diligence. You know, it's just one of those things with this. Lego can change anytime that a set's retired. They don't actually have published these things out there. But if you're not really sure, you can dig a look above at the card, and that will kind of give you an idea of retired sets and kind of a little bit more about it. Or you can take a look on my website as well. If you guys want to grab this sheet, it is, you can get it at brickflips.com/retire. I try to give you as much information as possible, as well as provide you guys some, you know, helpful links and everything. Today I wanted to focus on just a few sets. Now, there's a huge list of potential sets that are going to retire. I mean, if you look at this list, it's like 300. I think it's like over 300 sets in here. So obviously you can't buy every single set that's potentially on this list. It's one of those things that you have to go through and look through different sets, kind of your own criteria. You know, what I'm telling you, what everybody else, you know, other YouTubers or other, you know, folks in the Lego world are telling you, you really got to do your own due diligence. So it's really important. But some of the data points that I always look at can hopefully help you out to make a decision whether you like these particular picks that I like or not. So let's get right into it. The first set that I really like that's potentially retiring this year in 2022 is I like the Brickheads. I like them because they are small and I can get a lot of them and I can store them very easily. The price point is usually pretty good, and the selling, when it does sell, to get to a, you know, a good multiplier of what I would want to get for it is pretty good as well. It is set number 40367. It's the Brickheads Lady Liberty. You know, one of the things I didn't do on this sheet I'm going to probably do is, I believe this was $9.99. It is definitely one of those ones that's nostalgic. It's really, like I said, it's small. People like that live in New York or visit the United States, they know the Statue of Liberty. So it's one of those kind of iconic things. And, you know, the other architecture sets that are huge and stuff, maybe they don't want to get that. So really, to get 100% ROI on this, I think it's just below $30. So yeah, $28. That's usually around most of the Brickheads if you get them for $9.99. So keep an eye on that one. Go down to every time you go to the Lego store, grab a bunch of these. So the next set that I have on the list is the International Space Station. Now, interesting about this one is, you know, what's going on in the world today with everything with Russia and all that, and there's all this stuff. There was all these tweets going on about, you know, the Russian thing. I'm not really going to get into the political things or all that. I mean, I certainly don't support what Russia is doing and everything, but, you know, as you know, that they're also going to be taking down the ISS. They're actually going to be decommissioning it. I guess it's supposed to just go right into the earth. At one point, they're gonna make it do that. I don't know. I don't know too specifics about it, but I know that I've seen the ISS in the news quite recently. This is a set that's supposed to be retiring at the end of this year. I don't know how much of these are going to be around after that, but the demand of these, I think with the timing of everything that's going to with the ISS and the next couple of years, I think we're going to hear more and more about it. So it's going to be one of those things that are, it's definitely something that I think will be talked about. In the kind of the sweet spot of when you want to sell your set or that you've got it invested. So it's one of those things, you just never know, but it's a gamble that you always take. But if you're looking for this set, it is set number 21321, and it retails for $70, and you can find this at most, I think most places. So that's a really good set. I mean, I would definitely keep an eye on this one because, like I said, it seems to be more in the news about this particular one. And down 2 or 3 years from now, if 4 years or whatever the plan is for this to be decommissioned, I think that's gonna kind of bring up this value. So maybe it can coincide with that. All right, so the next, the third set is Boba Fett's helmet. Now, if you are a big Star Wars fan, you'll definitely want to grab this one. It's one of those ones that's really iconic, really been out there as far as. Boba Fett, they have the new series, of course, The Mandalorian in it, all the Star Wars, everything with Boba Fett always seems to be really big in the Star Wars space. And this particular helmet is one of those ones that I think is going to be really big down the road. If somebody didn't grab it now, the particular ones that really collect these, like myself and other, Star Wars collectors, they've already grabbed this one. And again, this one is set number 75277. You can get it right now. I think it's at $52 right now on Amazon. You might be able to get this a little bit cheaper. They might have some sales with this year at Black Friday. I don't know. That could possibly be something that could happen. Maybe keep an eye out for it, but I wouldn't wait until then to grab some of these ones because they're probably going to be going fairly quickly with this. But Amazon has been in stock, and if we look at the Keepa charts here, if you don't know about Keepa, take a look at it above. I'll show you a little video on how to use Keepa and to find some good deals. But look at this last year when this was sold out, it was going for $127. Now that's pretty good. Now see, I mean, it touched up here about 128. This is in and out of stock. So when this goes out of stock, this is still going to be a pretty high demand item, I think. So I don't know. It's one of the helmets I like. There's so many different helmets. In fact, I'm gonna probably do a helmet show just about all the helmets and everything since there's so many of them out there right now. So I'll post the show for this one up above. If not, then look for it because I might have forgot to post it on there. But anyways, so yeah, so I like this one as far as one that's gonna be retiring. And there's not a lot of data on the helmets when I looked at it earlier because they're fairly new. They really didn't come out. They're not out too long, but I think it's one of those ones that anybody's collecting. And as you can see on the back of my shelf there, I got a bunch of them, and I still got a bunch more that I need to build and some new ones that I want. The next set that I really like for retirement is the Technic Porsche 911. Now, the reason why I like this one is because I think that the just with this particular one, I'm not a huge car person. As far as that, I'm not a big speed champion kind of car thing, but I know there's a huge demand for these particular ones. And one interesting thing when I looked at this particular set is the amount of times that this went out of stock. And obviously, with everything going on, the everything that happened last year and the past couple of years that we've been dealing with, there's always been some supply chain stuff. But I think with the Technic stuff, I don't know, like it just seems like these parts are really difficult to make. There's a lot of different ones in here. I just don't like there's some that I just don't know if they're made specifically for this. I mean, you can definitely look at the part of value of this, maybe see if there's certain parts in here that are different. So I don't know. It just seems like one of those ones that it just seems like it's really difficult for Lego to make this one, but it is I don't know. I'm not really big into the tech, like I said, but I think this one out of some of the technical ones I've seen is a little bit better. I think it's more highly sought after too. I think it's one of those ones. Like if you looked at this actually touched at $300, close to 300, well, 255, so 255 in this. I think the demand for this one is there. Now the only thing with this is that it is a little bit at a high price point at 119. So I don't know if these are going to be discounted. Again, this is one of the ones that I would definitely look for. Right now it's 20% off, but you could see this one, come Black Friday. This could be one of those ones that they I don't know. I just don't know. I mean, I can sit here and tell you like what I think, but I don't know if this could be one that you can find discounted. I would look elsewhere and see if you can get something a little bit less. I mean, I'm definitely going to get these if I see them under 100. It's on my radar to get. If I can grab one for at least $100, if I get it at $100 or less, then it really up to two. If it gets once it gets 250, which I think will be very quickly after it's retired, that it's you get 100% ROI. So I don't know. I like this one. It's it. Tell me all about it in the notes if you guys are speed champion or big car ones. Like is this one of those ones that like everybody's talking about or not? The next one, the Disney Castle, which is, oh, by the way, just so you know, the other technical one, forgot to mention it's set number 42096. Sorry about that, guys. I know you're listening out there. But the next set that I'm going to talk about is the Lego Disney Castle, which is set number 71040. The reason why I had this one on my list is because it is the longest one on here. This is one of those more iconic ones. So this was released in 2016. So it's been around for quite some time. Again, this is one of those things like that it's rumored to retire. I don't know if it's going to retire or not. You can get this on the Lego site. It's for 350. I think you can get it at the Disney store. It's still available on different platforms and everything, different marketplaces, so you can grab it. However, it's just one of those ones that I think that is gonna do really well in the end because it's just one of those things. Like if this sells for like $7.99, it's like a $300 return on it. But it's one of those ones that it's really such a high price point. I don't know if I was gonna get this myself, but I wanted to mention this just because it has been around for so long. Now there could be a lot of people that are also have these thing as well. So I don't know. It's one of those things like I don't know. Maybe get one. I wouldn't go all in on these ones because it's one of those ones like, okay, I'll hold on to it for like 3 or 4 years and then I'll see how it does. It's not one of the ones where I want to get the 100%, return on investment within a year, and then I can go up from there if I want, and I would hold on to it longer. This one I don't think is going to do that. I think it's going to be one of those ones, but I still think that you still. It's one of those ones that maybe grab one or two of them and just hold on to them for like 3 or 4 years. Don't even like try to like look at this thing and see where it goes. But who knows? Maybe it gets up to $1,000. I don't know. Like Disney collectible people are really crazy with stuff. They like to collect this stuff and maybe they didn't even know that there was one out there. So who knows? This is a kind of a gamble on this one. It's probably the most riskiest one I think, but it could have potential to do really well. The last one I have here is set number 40454. This one is one of those blister packs. It's kind of like one of the ones that's like under the radar. I grabbed a lot of these like when they were out. I found them in the Lego store, and I thought I'd just mention them because I don't know if you still have some in your Lego store. They might still have these. But this is really cool. It's just got figures in the air. It's like I'm not a huge minifigure aficionado or anything, but these minifigures are pretty. I think they're pretty special. I think what is that? The Spider Peter Parker. I'm not a big spider person, but I know these little guys. I don't see them in there. I think these are very unique minifigures. So if you're able to find these, it is temporarily out of stock at Lego. I don't know if they're going to come in stock, click on the notify when in stock. Maybe check in your store though, because they probably could have them on there. They're really doing already well because they're out of stock. I mean, they're at 70%. And then if you do a BrickLink, they're selling for, if you part them out, 37, 67. But I think these are going to go up in value pretty quickly once it does retire and there's none, they're not making any more at all. So it's definitely one that I would keep an eye on. Well, hope you guys found this helpful and you are Like I said, if you want to grab this retired set sheet, you go to brickflips.com/retire and you can grab a copy of this for yourself as well. Well, I am so happy. I'm glad that you guys joined the show for today, and I hope that, you know, you guys took a look at the picks and take a look at them and see which ones you want. It's really important to get your own list together though, but definitely pull something together, pull some data points to help you to make a decision, what your budget is, kind of where you want to be in a year, 2 years from now. Do all those things before you, you know, make a decision. Don't just go by what I'm showing you or what somebody else is showing you. Make sure you do all your own due diligence for that. Well, that's going to do it, and I'll see you guys on the next show.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brick Finds and Flip Show. Listen to us on all the major platforms. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a positive review. If we get enough love, maybe Elon Musk will tweet about this next investment wave. Check out our latest Lego investing articles on brickflips.com. Also, check us out on our YouTube channel at brickflips.com/YouTube. Any interest on being on the show or want to advertise with us? Reach out by email to podcast@brickflips.com. See you for the next Lego flip.